This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Ray Holman, who is legislative liaison with UAW 6000 here in Lansing. Good evening, Ray. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well. I hope you had a wonderful weekend.
I did.
Yay. Got some good weather along the way. We like that. Things are heating up at the Capitol again this week. You and I had a few minutes to talk earlier this afternoon, and the Senate side of the budget is expected out perhaps tomorrow or Wednesday.
Yeah, that's correct. The Senate's going to try to complete all of the budgets tomorrow or Wednesday and possibly bleed over into Thursday, but the word on the street is they're going to try to have everything wrapped up by Wednesday. And there's some pretty big budgets that they're dealing with, one of them being the Department of Correction budget, the other one being the Department of Human Services. And we have quite a large number of state employees that work in those departments, and we're really concerned with some of the things that are being proposed.
What are some of your key concerns in those two areas? I know, is it in the Department of Corrections they're talking about the privatization of some sections in there?
Yeah, they're talking about, you know, closing some prisons, and of course we have individuals in our bargaining unit that are, for example, psychologists or psychiatrists. We have school teachers. And they're also talking about some privatization in the Department of Human Services that we think is not a good move and would really hurt our ability to provide for the needy in the state. So we're going to be watching both of those budgets very carefully, and hopefully we're going to have some senators speak up and talk about some of these concerns, you know, on the floor tomorrow.
Now, when they're talking about privatization of some areas, they're obviously, well, I shouldn't say that. The administration is looking at cost savings measures. Is there any way for your employees, the folks that you represent, to help in these areas?
Well, absolutely. And we've been making ourselves available to sit down to find ways to save the state money. And nobody knows the job better than us, because we're the people that do it every day on the front lines, you know, Department of Human Services caseworkers and Department of Corrections probation agents, for example. But some of our concerns, you know, regarding privatization, is it's one of these things that initially on paper it appears it's going to be much cheaper for the state and save the taxpayer, but in the long run there's problems, and the perfect example of that, Cheryl, is the children's lawsuit. You know, right now in the Department of Human Services, Children's Protective Services and Foster Care operates under the supervision of a federal court, and that's costing the state almost $600 million. So when you don't properly fund the departments or you privatize things, sometimes in the end it can come back and cost the taxpayer, you know, much more. And the jobs that state employees do are very complicated. And, you know, these things need to be thought out very carefully before you turn over a number of different job responsibilities to the private sector. You really have to think it through.
Now, what is your take on these things in the budget proposal that's coming out of the Senate? Do you think they're serious about privatizing these areas?
You know, I really do think that they are. And, again, it's kind of disturbing because, for example, they're talking about in Section 620 of the Senate Department of Human Services bill, which is Senate Bill 179, actually privatizing all Medicaid eligibility and also privatizing daycare eligibility. And it may sound like that's, you know, a simple thing to do. You know, you click a button and boom, it's taken care of. But really, there's all kinds of different requirements. As a caseworker needs to be familiar with both federal and state law. The computer work is very complicated. It takes a long time to become proficient in those type of responsibilities. And the concern would be for, you know, needy people that are coming in, if you don't have a trained, capable caseworker, you know, it could put kids, for example, at risk or senior citizens at risk because they're not getting services in, you know, a timely manner. And, you know, the ironic thing is we have been concerned because we've doing the work literally, Cheryl, of 3 and 4 people, and we do need help. But the help we need is more qualified state employees, not to farm out our job responsibilities to the private sector and put the citizens at Michigan at risk.
Well, one of the thoughts that comes to mind, Ray, is if there's privatization, as you spoke of with Senate Bill 179, somebody's going to need to be retrained.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, to become proficient at these jobs, it takes more than a year. And, again, they're very complicated. The computer work is very detailed. You have to be proficient with both, again, state and federal law. You know, have to be able to work with people in sometimes in desperate situations. And so, you know, it's very complicated work, and it's not something that everybody can do.
One of the things when you and I first met back in December or so, we talked about the bargaining process coming up this spring and April or May, and it's spring now, and I'm hearing now from you that maybe not be going to the bargaining table till June or July.
Well, that's right. And our bargaining team put a statement out on our webpage, and essentially what it says that on April 21st, last week, on Thursday, the Office of State Employer came in, and they gave our bargaining team an economic presentation, and they outlined some concerns that in the general fund there's a shortfall next year, fiscal year 2011-2012, of $1.4 billion. And again, regarding all state employees, Governor Snyder is seeking concessions of $180 million. And we're anticipating that negotiations will take place with our bargaining team in late July or August.
And that would be after, as you and I discussed, that would be after the governor plans to have the budget done by June 1.
Yeah, that's true. Typically, that is the appropriate time that we would bargain the contract coming up. Some people thought maybe that they would try to have this taken care of before May 31st when Governor Snyder wants the budget done. But right now, again, according to the UAW Local 6000 bargaining team, we're anticipating negotiations for late August. And or, late July or August.
Now, you just mentioned, of course, concessions that the governor is looking for, the administration is looking for, of $180 million. Can that be met? Is that possible?
Well, you know, the governor's asking different amounts from different bargaining units. And, you know, those type of things are to be handled, you know, by our bargaining team. And what I can say generally, though, Cheryl, is state employees already going back to 2003 have given $750 million already in concessions. And again, Cheryl, I'd mentioned earlier, you know, today that we're doing the work of 2 and 3 people. In fact, you know, since 2001, state employees have lost 11,000 positions. So, you know, we have done our part, but again, we'll be heading back to the bargaining table this summer.
Well, and as you have said to me almost every time we've spoken, Ray, that's where these things need to be handled, is at the bargaining table.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, Ray, as always, I always appreciate your time. We will follow along this week, of course, and I may need to call you again this week when we see how things come out and see how things look with the budget whenever it comes out, whether it be tomorrow, Wednesday, or Thursday of this week. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Ray Holman, legislative liaison UAW 6000, will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.